Can I be next?
All right, man. Loose the tie.
At night, Tyler and I were alone for a half a mile in every direction. Rain trickled down through the plaster and the light fixtures. Everything wooden swelled and shrank. Everywhere were rusted nails to snag your elbow on. The previous occupant had been a bit of a shut-in.
Hey, man, what are you reading?
Listen to this. It's an article written by an organ in the first person. I am Jack's medulla oblongata. Without me, Jack cannot regulate his heart rate, blood pressure, or breathing. There's a whole series of these. I am Jill's nipples. I am Jack's colon.
Yeah, I get cancer. I kill Jack.
Flew bands in from Europe. Two bands from Europe came in. Band from Canada came down to play. A bunch of bands in Southern California played. Charged $30 a head.
Reminded me in that moment that this is not my job, and yet it's not my friendship. That's the point. It's not as if I could call you as a friend. If I called Ryan right now, you think Ryan would say, oh, Larry, let me turn on the tape recorder? Even if he was drunk and asleep, you know, he's enough of a soulmate. He'd say, what do you need to talk about, pal? The little crumbs you send me are appreciated.
You know, I really find it bizarre that you talk about the crumbs that I send you. $200 can go pretty far, it seems to me, in your existence.
Goa, India.
What's that?
I'm not complaining, but...
Of course you're complaining. You're suggesting that this money is completely meaningless and it's nothing, and there are months that go by when I'm the only income that you get. Virtually. You even tell me about it.
$5 every week for unemployment.
Oh, okay, so unemployment. You tell me how often you appear in productions and do readings, and you don't get a penny for it.
Saturday night, we were finding something out. We were finding out more and more that we were not alone.
Positions that people have taken are wide-ranging. In fact, if you read almost any issue of Scientific American, or certainly any issue of Science or Nature, of Mr. Nano, of Eric Drexler, and it's the storytelling of the people involved in
thank you.
aloof, in fashionable masks of concealer, base, foundation, blush, powder, eyeliner, brow pencil, contour shadow, shimmer highlighter, lip liner, gloss.
Talks about if you're untruthful in small things, you should be disbelieved in big things.
But positions that people have taken are wide-ranging. In fact, if you read almost any issue of Scientific American, or certainly any issue of Science or Nature, there will be one, if not two or three articles.
That you would like to think about what their needs are, and that that it would be important for them to tell you what those needs are.
Amazing time in American history. We have economic boom on the one hand for 10 years. The top 1% of the richest people have net wealth equal to the bottom 95%. And the majority of the workers making less, can you imagine this, making less and working harder than was the case in
About it. I'm actually saying that I would just as soon you didn't send me anything. and were there for just someone I could talk to.
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, I don't even know how much longer I want to do this program.
You conversation.
No, the radio program. And what I...
You going to go back to being an orthodontist?
After I paid you and I paid Gregory...
Oh, no, I don't want to hear about it.
Wait. Just let me finish. After I paid you and after I paid Gregory and after I paid Henry... Well, these are other people who, of whom you know nothing.
Right.
After I pay all the people at Esme who participate in this show, I virtually come away with practically nothing because there's no budget for this program. So, in effect, if anybody is really not being compensated in any reasonable or decent way, it's me. So, I feel that I'm being completely ripped off and feel like I don't want to do this show anymore.
Come on, I'm not complaining.
Well, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to drop this show, and then this whole avenue for self-expression will have... The door will close.
You're saying the show's over, and if I call you on, Thursday night, 9:20 your time, if I call you because I'm feeling something, you'll really probably be less interested in chatting.
Well, once the radio program is over, this friendship is over.
Harder than was the case in 1973, 1979. Imagine this, less and working harder than...
Angry or depressed, I just cleaned my condo, polished my Scandinavian furniture. I should have been looking for a new condo. I should have been haggling with my insurance company. I should have been upset about my nice, neat, flaming little shit. But I wasn't.
Questionable masks of concealer, base, foundation. Blush, powder, eyeliner, brow pencil, contour shadow, shimmer highlighter, lip liner, gloss. Our bizarre and perfect faces turning slowly.
Opening the door but not showing them around and telling them this is the chair, this is the table, you know, but just say here's the room and turning on the light.
Amiri Baraka.
It's a poem for Larry Neal and Bob Marley, two black culture workers that we lost in 1981. Whalers are we. We are whales. Don't get scared. Nothing happening but out and way out. Nothing happening but the positive, unless you the negative. Whalers, we whalers, whalers. We whale, we whale. We could dig Melville on his ship, confronting the huge white mad beast, speeding death across the sea to we. But we whalers, we can kill whales. We could get on top of a whale and whale. Whalers, undersea defense hot folk. Blues babies humming when we arrive. Boogie ladies strumming our black violet souls. Rag daddies come from the land of never say die. Reggae workers bringing the funk to the people of I. We whalers, all right. Hail to you, Bob Man. We will ask your question all our lives. Could you be loved? I understand. We see the world. Eyes and eyes say yes to transformation. Whalers, eyes, whalers. Subterranean night color magis working inside the soul of the world. Whalers, eyes seeing the world's being. Hey Bob, whale on, rock on. Y'all come into us as real vision in action. Hey Larry, whale on with Lester and Pork Pie, whaling us energy for truth. We whalers is all. Lie on me if you want to. Tell folks it's yours. But for real whaling, not tale telling, the sensitive know who the whalers be. Be we whalers, blue blowers, the real rhythm kings. We sing philosophy, hambone precise findings, image masters of the syncope. Whalers and drummers, whalers and trumpet stars, whalers and box cookers, whalers and sax players, whalers and bass thumpers. Whalers and, hey, whale, we whalers. Trombone benders, magic singers, Ellingtonians, the only trains faster than rocket ships. Shit, cut a rocket in our pocket and put a cord on the wall of the wind. Whalers, can you dig whaling? Call me Bud Powell. You want to imitate this? Listen. My calling card. The dialectic of silence. The sound approach. Life one day will be filled even further with new numbers, new song. But primitive place now, we wailing, be kept underground. But keep it in mind. Call me something dukish, something sassy. Call me by my real name. When the world change, we whaling be in it. Help make it for real time. Call me, I call you, we call we. Say, hey whalers, hey whalers, hey whalers. Whale on.
Careless like that. Now Walt sets the pick. DJ comes up. DJ comes to the right. DJ looks. High post goes to Walt, and they scissor around Walt, and they maul him. And they maul him and take the ball away, and they don't call anything, and it's stuffed in. And Casey is saying, what's going on here? 22-19, they just mauled Walt that time, and they let it happen.
Actors give us phony emotions. We've become bored with watching actors give us phony emotions. We've become bored with watching actors give us phony emotions. We're tired of pyrotechnics and special effects. While the world he inhabits is in some respects counterfeit. There's nothing fake about Truman himself.
The cunt muscles clenching and clenching. A tear rolled down her cheek.
Wash your face,
comb your hair,
before you come down to breakfast every day.
Conversations are over. Yeah, well, that's what sort of bothers me about it, because I know that long after you're gone, I don't expect to come here either and visit the way, you know, you used to talk about driving cross-country and coming here maybe for a few weeks, a few months, turning the garage into a little guest house.
That's right. That is not going to happen.
Winnebago up into the driveway or something.
Well, that's okay.
Brian and Margaret have offered me a place. They have a second bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Less and working harder.
Head, finish that shower.
Hey, that's enough. Oh, what about these big bags of...
Now, I just better test these waxworks out again.
The time is now 4:44.
There she goes. Oh, real patriotic. A little loud, though. All set. Hey, you gonna be much longer?
None of it will be able to save.
Oh, no, just come on out like you are.
In metaphysics, on schedule, we've come down the line, touched base, networked appropriately. Maybe I can grab a few minutes of R&R here. Just a few minutes, maybe. R&R. Met all my appointments, made the rounds. Boxed the cube. Had sufficient maintenance. Had a Newton. Clear to go. I knew that though. 'Cause I'm on schedule. But what about you? Are you ready? You're here, I assume so. Of course, you have to have your papers in order, of course. But we know that. Got our plastic in order. little chips. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Cleared by the relay tower, obviously. Still in flight. 90.3 FM, if you're keeping score for Checkpoint Charlie type of scoring. Watch out for those sudden bifurcations, though. Can spring up on you. WZBC.org. Until Microsoft gets a hold of it. Charge a nickel every unit. Or you log, get logged out. Like a lumberjack
before your eyes.
Post legalization. Gary Geiserman, the logo. Every Thursday, this and those.
I'm right behind.
And the upcoming. Unless you know something I don't know. You strapped into your audience chair, clock to work orange style, ready for it. Personality disfigurement. I know, just trim it behind the ears, straighten the bangs, and retwist that twist knot on the backside. I got it. 617-552-4686 in the USA. Hello to Hans,
something
east of the balkanized software division.
Pictures.
Coming out of Ignamoni. Good lad.
Don't now.
So take care of your voices.
I'm right behind you.
You have a beautiful sound system built in. Although I heard that every time you go to have any kind of dental work from July 1st on, you'll have to pay a weekly surcharge to Microsoft upon speaking. So keep an eye out.
Ask me no questions, and I'll tell you no lies.
Our Etruscan smiles as we murmured, everyone is using cream blush.
For the weekend, and I got over 200 kids there.
So what happened at the concert in addition to the music?
Oh, the music basically It was out there, it was like going crazy. We had some band members that were up there, you know, preaching, you know, talk about, you know, that there's going to be a race war. There's going to be we're going to have to destroy the federal government. Just pumping the kids up is all it was.
Then was the case in 1973. To the bottom 95%. Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln.
I think your problem is, the gastropod said. I think you ought to create a new pot rather than merely patching up old ones.
There's no question about that. We've known that all along. So this man, with his big lies, and then we have Furman coming right on the heels, and the two of them need to be paired together.
Our evening together begins. We take a moment. We take a moment to experience the pleasure, to experience the joy. The pleasure and the joy that we always sense when we are with you and when we explore and work together. The pleasure and joy that always touches us when we love together.
Is something evocative about the old freight train. Where have all those trucks come from? What strange cargoes do they all carry? And who was waiting for it all at the other end for the impossible job of sorting it all out?
Danny holding the ball. Danny looks.
and Bird cuts for the hoop, and DJ then comes back out. Now goes quickly in and intended for Walton, and it's stolen again, and McRae has it. McRae slips in and throws it up and in. The lead is down to one. Well, suddenly Boston has gotten very careless.
The freight next for his time. The cars more people depend on. And now it's easy to win with the heartbeat.
One firing. In other words, if it's just one person and they're singling you out and they're laying you off. If it's a massive layoff, for example, you know, it's very difficult. Because one
to prove you were picked on.
Exactly. Yeah.
No scripts. No cue cards. It isn't always Shakespeare, but it's genuine.
Exactly what is your previous experience?
How about that?
I'm running out of ideas here. It's a life.
Software giant. Manus is also personal computer columnist for the New York Times. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air.
Everyone, I was truly blasé. I mean, I knew girls who were in their 20s.
Pointed out that a society loses its potential and is mired in injustice when there's too much concentration of power and wealth in too few hands.
She does, and they wind up having sex, and the little sort of Leave It to Beaver type brother character comes running in and sees the father and the sister, and he's shocked and upset. He goes running to the mother to tell her, and mom comes out of a closet wearing sort of S&M kind of get up, and the little boys say, oh, cool, you know, and the next thing, mom and son are having sex, and the whole panel ends, the whole cartoon ends with the parents saying, gee, we should spend more time with the kids. You know?
And that you would appreciate that very much. So sometimes you might just sit down with the two and say, look, I want you to make a list of some of the things that you want. I know this is very difficult for you, but it's important for me. And if that brings up some vulnerability or shame, you know, let that be there. This is, again, where it's helpful to sometimes be in charge and say, look, this is what I need from you.
The old race.
Let that be there. This is again where it's helpful to sometimes be in charge and say, look, this is what I need from you. I'll feel very loved if you give to me by letting me give to you.
But it grieves us no end and shoots pain into our hearts that the, quote, biggest upset is over the kids who got killed at Kent State, unquote. So why don't your hearts cry out and shed a tear for the 40-plus thousand red-blooded Americans and brave, fearless, loyal men who have given their lives? During my past 18 months in hell, I've held my friends during their last gasping seconds before they succumbed to death. Do not judge us wrongly. We are not pleading for your praise. All we ask is for our great nation to support us, to help us end the war. Pleading for your praise. All we ask is for our great nation to support us, to help us end the war. Damn it!
Mom and son are having sex, and the whole panel ends, the whole cartoon ends with the parents saying, gee, we should spend more time with the kids, you know.
We find many viewers leave him on all night for comfort.
Well, for me, there is no difference between a private life and a public life. My life is my life, is the Truman Show. The Truman Show is a lifestyle. It's a noble life. It is a truly blessed life.
Remember those things when you're on a story. And don't let take anybody's word, including your mother's. If she's a nice woman, that boy, why, he wouldn't hurt a fly. Don't believe her. Don't insult her, but don't believe it. Don't believe yourself.
The group called the Etruscans. Time in your plane are short-lived, maybe 4 or 5 generations. But of unusual sexual equality. Women, political leaders in this culture. Medical healers, philosophers. Now, have you seen the art of it? There are not many pieces, but some of the mausoleum, what you call caskets, body or body. You see the people, they have big smiles on their faces. Women and men, too. Very happy people. Evolved culture. This is an answer for you.
Like in the mid-80s, seven people were fired, and they all hired me to represent them. And I wound up going back to the company, and the company said, well, Mr. Sack, if we give your seven people more money, we have to give the 25 others. And I learned from actual experience that it's better for me to negotiate a firing for one individual. But you know, everybody...
was developed by both sides practically at the same time. This Confederate 32-pound rifled cannon was built in 1862. As you can see, it was mounted on a custom-made seven-axle chassis. The Dictator, built by the Northern forces, is actually a siege mortar used against the Confederates at Petersburg, Virginia, during the campaign in 1864.
Nothing but fair.
Pardon me?
But you know what? If he gets the Indian vote by giving them the gambling,
right?
I got a theory that I've been studying all the counties in the South that have a higher percentage of Irishmen than Boston does.
Right.
And there's about 10 of them, and it's, those are 10 counties just full of potential judges for you, so you can make that switch with them.
You're thinking, Mr. President. And look at him, he's standing here like a big Stoughton bottle. I didn't tell you to get up.
He's so tall, he's intimidating.
Oh, yeah. I don't like tall guys too much.
Well, we're shorter because we've had to bow and scrape to guys like him for centuries now.
Oh, you're my kind of guy. You're my kind of guy. When you get nothing else, attack him on the ethnicity. Good. I mean, we don't want any fairness around here this morning. Go and sit down. He's dying to get into the act.
Let him in.
It's like Ray Flynn standing here at the Klieg lights.
God, you should have sent Ray Flynn here last week with the Irish Prime Minister.
Oh, I suppose he hugged him when the cameras came.
Yeah, but it was impossible to tell which one of them was the Irish Prime Minister.
The Apple for a moment. I think with all the marketing blitz for Windows 95, all the attention it's been getting, that some Apple users, for instance, are worried, will Apple become like beta video? In other words, will you reach a point where there's very little that's compatible with it? Is that a rational concern?
Well, it's not a rational concern for the short term. And since these machines tend to become obsolete every 3-4 years or so, you can be reasonably assured if you buy an Apple now, it'll run everything you've got and a bunch of new things, at least in that time frame.
Of music, which is that it's, as I say, it's a sublime currency that is passed between people.
Oh my God, that is the biggest penis I have ever seen in my entire life. and we're from France. I'm freelancing for a ratings firm down on Wall Street, Standard & Poor's, looking up tiny numbers in huge blue books, trapped like a rat in a maze of nose-high partitions. I worked like 80 hours a week because I was saving to go study abroad. So one day I get on the elevator with one of these, you know, low-level guys in a bad tie, and he looks over and he goes, "Hey, I hear you're going to Italy." Yeah, I said, "Yeah." I said, "I'm out of here in 3 more weeks." And he looks at me and he says, 30 more years.
Then they wind up having sex, and the little sort of Leave It to Beaver type brother. It's a satire of a 1950s, the healthy facade of the American family, and
I have personally seen geese break formation and fly around a formation that was on the ground.
In fact, there was about 2 years when I was holed up in a hotel room here in Los Angeles while I was writing the screenplay for The American President. And I didn't get out of the room much. To sort of keep me company while I was, I'm from New York, so I didn't know many people out here. And to keep me company, I would have ESPN on in the room almost 24 hours. It'd be, and I'd be watching SportsCenter. And these people on SportsCenter really became my friends in a pathetic kind of way. But I did think that the show was remarkably well produced, and I remember feeling like, boy, I wish I could go behind the scenes there. I bet I could have a great time there. I bet I could make friends. I bet I could meet a girlfriend there. And that's generally, you know, kind of a writer's cue for, you know, gee, it'd be nice to write something about that.
These people, some of them, when they saw the film, they acted just like my parents. They were very straight. They would say, why would you make a movie like that? But in the same way, I think they figured, if I could make a living doing this on the streets, there was hope for all of them.
Save our lives.
Probably won't have the time to indulge me, and it would be pointless. Well, I know that, and I feel bad about that, because I know that if I have something to say to you, because when I call you, I don't call and say, I have something to say to our audience, put me on.
But that's the way I think.
I wanted to call you and talk about something private, but there's no such thing as that.
I just think for right now we need to treat each other like meat.
They are twins of deception.
Thank you.
drifting. I just like to travel, you know, from different cities, you know, different states, you know. Particularly, for instance, if I had to leave away from here, you know, from Los Angeles, I would go in the downtown area in order to catch a Southern Pacific. I'd catch a Southern Pacific tram. It'll leave from Los Angeles and head all the way up towards El Paso, Texas. And I ride the Grand train, you know, boxes. It's a hole in the center. I get inside of it and they can't see, you know. They be standing out looking, but they can't see no one, so they don't, you know, take no one off. But if they happen to see you, you know what I mean, they'll take you off of it, you know. I've been riding maybe since 1950. You know, back and forth. I can go in all over the United States, I mean, any place I want, you know. But, you know, you got to know what you're doing. You know?
Very sort of intellectual, arcane issue in many ways.
Nothing here is fake. Nothing you see on this show is fake. It's merely controlled.
So that we finally could build the kind of grassroots support on some of these issues that I think is crucial, because
exposes the sickness under the surface.
Okay.
Nothing. I just watch until something strikes me. I mean, do anything that you think of. Wait for me to say hold that pose and just try to comfortably hold it.
No direction.
Okay. What I do is I watch. You ever watch somebody who doesn't know that you're watching them? An old woman sitting on a bus, or kids going to school, or somebody just waiting, and you see this flash come over them. And you know immediately that it has nothing to do with anything external, because that hasn't changed. And when you see it, they're just sort of realer and they're more alive. I mean, you look at someone long enough, you discover their humanity.
Wow. No, I know exactly what you mean.
Oh, my God. Hold it.
Hamilton, Oregon. And they are flying a plane known as the B-25, and they're looking for incoming Japanese submarines.
Basic premise of cybernetic anti-office is make things more efficient.
Monday mornings, all I could do was think about next week.
Can I get the icon in cornflower blue?
Absolutely. Efficiency is priority number one, people. Because waste is a thief. I showed this already to my man here. You liked it, didn't you?
Swallow a pint of blood before you get sick. It was right in everyone's face. Tyler and I just made it visible.
It's been remarkable today that we've talked about government and regulatory action, and yet this is not an industry of 15,000 different equal companies.
Come and listen to music. Not necessarily do they want to come listen to some people to give a speech. You get a guy out there who says, oh, I'm going to have a speech and I want you to show up. You're going to hardly get any kids there. You say, okay, I'm going to give a speech and then afterwards we're going to have this band play. You get tons of kids there. Because the kids come to hear the bands. And then they get the speech on top of it.
Well,
molecular in nature. And those articles, that information is being accumulated, and we are in the scientific, techno-scientific adventure assembling that understanding. And are heading in that direction.
What happened in the 1980s is the U.S. government was driven underground.
In time in American history, we have economic boom on the one hand for 10 years. The top 1% of the richest people have net wealth equal to the bottom 95%. And the majority of the workers making less, can you imagine this, making less and working harder than was the case in 1973.
Alyssa held her body stiffly, her fist balled at her sides and her cunt muscles clenching.
I learned how to ride them a long time ago through my grandfather. See, my grandfather used to ride freight trains all the time. He showed me how to ride them.
Then there was the wind of the demon in the open desert. Hulasikaliwala. The wind that eats flesh.
An accident of history, Darwinian trial and error. So, on my watch, oh, I'm not going to keep picking on you people up here. What's your name, sir? Yeah.
Michael.
On my watch, you can see where the times come from, can't you? You can see 50 minutes past the hour. So there's history on there, right? You see a future on there? You can see where the time's going? And a present. So there's a lot of stuff going on my watch. I got a past, a present, a future, a circle relating to the earth. Now let's take a look at Sean's watch. You see any circle on this digital? Anything relating to our obligations to the rhythms and temporality of the earth? Can you see where the times come from? Is there a future reference? All you got on Sean's watch is now, 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 me, me, me. I know, it was a gift. I got it. All right. This is a pretty good metaphor for a generation growing up with the expediency of the marketplace. A generation whose mind was destroyed when they were 2 years old on Sesame Street. You parents thought you were doing a service for your children, didn't you? The worst thing that ever happened to your kids was Sesame Street. How many grew up on Sesame Street here? How many grew up on Mr. Rogers? All right, it did take Mr. Rogers 10 minutes to put on his sweater, and I don't understand that. Because what happened with Sesame Street, it taught children to learn so quickly that they were stimulated by the electronic pulses, but did not have the ability to be reflective. And by the time they get to school, I work with teachers, by the time they get to school, these kids are so hyped up on the television sound bites and the computer and the sugar that they do not have the patience to reflect, to ponder. In my parents' generation, if someone was a ponder, they thought that they may become a man of the cloth. They may become, you know, somebody, a great intellectual or philosopher. Today, if we say this kid's a ponderer, some teacher's going to throw him or her in a developmental disability class. Well, it is a little like a Woody Allen movie, you get the lines or don't. All right. Never gone into the Midwest and you're in the movie theater and like 50 people are saying, is that funny? Is that funny? Is that funny? They should be in Terminator 2, not Woody Allen. They got the wrong genre. Okay. I don't mean that. I'm from the Midwest. Let's be civilized here. God, it's starting to break down. It was so genteel before I came here. Is it me? I don't know. All right. If a civilization narrows its time span to the moment and loses a sense of history and future, does that have any relationship to the global environmental crisis and closure and the human crisis on the planet?
Our student ministry going on the campus.
At the same time, you sense that Crum is getting off on it himself in some other way. And on another level, it's an orgy. It's a self-indulgent orgy. It's an orgy. It's a self-indulgent orgy. In a fantasy. And the fantasy, you know, specifically this story is a story about a father who commands his daughter to give him a blowjob, and she does, and they wind up having sex, and the little sort of Leave It to Beaver type brother character comes running in and sees the father and the sister, and he's shocked and upset, and he goes running to the mother to tell her, and mom comes out of a closet wearing a sort of S&M kind of getup, and the little boy says, oh, cool, you know, and the next thing, mom and son are having sex, and the whole panel ends, the whole cartoon ends with the parents saying, gee, we should spend more time with the kids, you know, or something like that. Very funny. So, you know, you read something like this, and I think that it has gone over the line from satire of a 1950s hygienic, you know, family in denial into something which is just Crumb producing pornography.
In the Philippines, there were no speeches, no bands, no bunting. Homecoming was gentle. The first man off was Captain Jeremiah Denton, a man who'd been in prison so long, his own teenage son had grown up, gone to Vietnam himself, served, and gone home again. And only now was his father coming home after 8 years.
We are honored who's had the opportunity to serve our country under difficult circumstances. We are profoundly grateful to our Commander-in-Chief and to our nation for this day.
Will do. Look what words will do. From nothing to the face, from nothing to the root of the tongue, from nothing to speaking of empty space. I bind the ash tree, I bind the yew, I bind the willow, I bind uranium, I bind the uneconomical, unrenewable energy of uranium. Dash the uranium to empty space. I bind the color red, I seduce the color red to empty space. I put the sunset in empty space. I take the blue of his eyes and make an offering to empty space. Renewable blue. I take the green of everything coming to life. It grows and climbs into empty space. I put the white of the snow at the foot of empty space. I clasp the yellow of the cat's eyes sitting in the black space. I clasp them to my heart. Empty space. I want the brown of this floor to rise up into empty space. Take the floor apart to find the brown. Bind it up again under space. spell of empty space. I want to take this old wall apart. I am rich in my mind thinking of this. I am thinking of putting makeup on empty space. Everything crumbles around empty space. The thin, dry weed crumbles. The milkweed blown into empty space. I find the stars reflected in your eye. From nothing to these typing fingers. From nothing to the legs of the elk. From nothing to the neck of the deer. From nothing to porcelain teeth. From nothing to the fine stand of pine in the forest. I keep the going when I put the water on. When I let the water on. Sweeping together in empty space. There is a better way to say empty space. Turn yourself inside out and you might disappear. You have a new definition in empty space. What I like about impermanence is the clash of my big body with empty space. I am putting the floor back together again. I am rebuilding the wall. I am slapping mortar on the bricks. I am fastening the machine together with delicate wire. There is no eternal thread, but there is thread of pure gold. I am starting to sing inside about empty space. There is some new detail every time. I am taping the picture I love so well on the wall. Two parrots seated on a lampshade on a jungle flower. Everything illuminated out of empty space. I hang the black linen dress on my body. The hanging night, the drifting night, the moaning night, daughter of troubled sleep. This occurs to me. I hang up a mirror to catch stars. Everything occurs to me out in the night in my skull of empty space. I go outside in starry ice. I build up the house again in memory of empty space. This occurs to me about empty space, that it is never to be mentioned again.
Disappeared. And they have 12 points. Situation because they're not over the limit yet.
I'll tell you, that's one thing they're starting to call now.
All right, now quickly it goes into McHale. McHale slips out. The pumpkin is good.
Dreams and aspirations.
Now they have heard of our plan for their evacuation. Will you ask King Judah to get up and tell us now what his people think and if they're willing to go?
Everything's good, and they're willing to go, and everything is God's hand.
Well, you tell them and King Judah that everything being in God's hands, it cannot be other than good.
American officials discuss plans with the Bikini natives for the evacuation of the atoll. The islanders are a nomadic group and are well pleased that the Yanks are going to add a little variety to their lives.
Do something with us. If you write this letter to Stalin,
less reflection, more reflected, more intensely.
If you're interested in a career in masonry, call 800-IMI-09.
More interesting it is for the listening audience than what I want to do.
Because I am not to complain about the money, but I just wanted to make it clear that I do not want to be depicted as the anti-corn, as some kind of foolish, attached, clown, idiot. My only problem with Cornfieldianism is that I feel we're all trying to be detached at all times.
Well, you're trying that right now by having had two Coronas and Chivas Regal.
No, excuse me.
Oh, absolutely.
That's not true.
That is absolutely
no,
true.
No, it's not true.
Never have I said anything truer. What you're drinking is a way to disentangle yourself.
I had two Coronas. I had one Corona.
You said two Coronas.
Of Chivas Regal. You got it backwards.
The fact is that you're attached, and then in the evenings you want to become unattached, so you drink. I'm attached, and what I do is I listen to Cornfield to try to figure out how I may become unattached in my own way. For example, by giving up the radio show. I don't want to do this anymore. I work so hard, and the little I get paid, I give to you and a few other people.
My point is,
I don't want to talk after the tape ends. You understand?
It's going to go another minute.
It looks like about a minute. It's hard to tell on a cassette.
All right, so let me say for 1 minute that my having a few drinks is not an attempt to become detached. What I'm saying is that the ability to become detached is a gift that he happens to possess.
That we think he possesses. We don't know that he really possesses.
I grant him, even though I haven't met him, or as the Indians would say, I haven't slept in his underwear. No, they don't say that. Walked in his moccasins, not slept in his underwear. I haven't slept in his moccasins, but... but why say to your poor neighbor who doesn't have that knack or that gift that you should have it? It makes him feel even worse.
You fixed it,
the gastropod said. Anyone else? Joe asked. The gastropod said, in the final vote, only the two of us. All the others remained. I consider it incredible, but it is so. They remained. Including Malioya's? Yes, the gastropod said. So that was that. He felt the weight of centuries on him. The task of raising the cathedral and now the loss of Mali were too much. Do you know where we are? He asked the gastropod. I can't walk much farther. Neither can I, the gastropod said. But there's a light to the north. I've drawn a parallactic fix on it, and we're peregrinating in that direction. In another hour, we should reach it if I've computed our velocity correctly. I can't see the light, Joe said. Oh, my vision is superior to yours. You'll see it in another 20 minutes. It winks almost out. It's very fragile. Probably a spittle colony, I would guess.
As I'm concerned, you're both abductors.
I'm not your adversary.
Why should I help you?
My doctors tell me it's dying. It may only be a matter of days. We have to start now.
Company and promoted from our company have come from
contamination caused by the
police crackdown on the use of illicit drugs on college campuses throughout the country.
Involving the most sophisticated of machinery yet devised for oil recovery, have been hampered by bad weather. And as the slick continues to spread, fears are held for the marine and bird life along the coast. Experts say.
Do you miss your home? Is that why you're showing me this?
I do feel it is important that you see my world.
What happened?
Our science allowed us total control over all life until there was no life remaining to control but our own.
So what did you do then?
We used our science to change our bodies so that we might continue to exist in a world without other life.
Changed your bodies?
Your scientists refer to the process as genetic engineering.
You could keep working on yourselves.
What has been lost must be found again.
So what do I have that you don't have?
I do not know yet, but I know you are important.
Paul, wake up. Paul, honey, you're having a nightmare.
Oh, I was dreaming about where Das is from.
Good morning!
Morning!
Good morning!
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Redefined all of us, and we had an internal, quiet, low-key affair. An action plan that we had been working on since July, when we got the shareholder approval that the merger now appeared more likely than not. We had identified who the market leadership would be. And then the division presidents that would oversee it. So we have six divisions that we've broken the country into, including Comcast and AT&T markets. And on that day, 150 people showed up at work in a new city.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
The people involved have, in many cases, taken on the I am simply a scientist position and not looked further or very much further than their laboratory or what it is that they can accomplish.
The economy has doubled since 1968. We should have people earning double what they earn now. And except for the top 10% or so, most people are either hanging on or actually losing ground.
and they'll change, but they'll only change ever so slightly, ever so slowly, you know?
Inch diameter balls weighing over 300 pounds could be fired 5 miles into enemy's fortifications.
Talk to relatives and friends of anybody who's involved in the story. Don't believe them.
He died of pneumonia. Right. Matter of fact, he had one leg, you know, and that's how he broke his leg, you know, by jumping off a freight train. He got his leg broke. He had a peg leg, you know, and he'd ridden a freight train probably all his life until he died.
Adam Newton from Something, Almost Nothing. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman, stoking the old engine, shoving coal in there, trying to emulate state-of-the-art technology like here on planet Earth. ...90.3 in the FM... the good old WZBC. Patron saint of the patron saint. Vaya con Dios. Hasta luego. Adam Newton. Maybe it was a new town once, my friend. Now it's Newton. I don't know what that means. The Right Honorable Gary Geiserman. Glad to meet you. Email for the major, GaryG4@Mac.com. GaryG4@Mac.com. Well, I'm just glad signification has been derailed, discombobulated, and rearranged. Some single digit years ago, and thank God for that. This white blanket of suffocation is getting heavy. Glad to see ya. How you doing?
Now, you mentioned, you know, that a lot of the kids at your concerts would be people you'd like to recruit, but they weren't already full-fledged racists. Would you try to set up the concerts that you did in places where there wasn't a lot of competition for with other events? I mean, in some cities, there's so many concerts.
Been this sort of 10% solution. It's always been a computer for people who wanted a different kind of computer. And it isn't getting some of the top development, for example, in games. It's not getting the absolute state-of-the-art game development. But on the other hand, it still has quite a bit of software being made for it every day, and many of the titles that run on Windows 95 are developed with Macintoshes, which the developers just like better.
How much is the tax on $13? Do you serve from the left or the right? Do you type, do word for Windows, take dictation, do French service, armed service, trade service? Do you own a tuxedo, have a beeper, drive a car, live in Manhattan? Will you work Sundays, midnights, every weekend, no weekends, just lunches, only dinners? On call.
Left, here's Reed with the ball on the right. Reed being crowded by DJ. Underneath it goes to Simpson. On the cut now, it goes to McCray, and he throws the ball away. He tried to dish it off and threw it away.
Was on the tip of everyone's tongue.
Exactly what you mean. Oh my God. Hold it.
Calvin Carter was a strange mixture. Actor, musician, politician, crybaby, ex-Marine Corps. He had this soul, this thing inside of him that heard unusual talent.
God bless America.
Tyler and I just gave it a name.
Into something which is just Crumb producing pornography. And I think this theme in his work is omnipresent. It's part of an arrested juvenile vision.
crumbs material comes out of a deep sense of the absurdity of human life. At a certain kind of psychic level, there aren't any heroes, there aren't any villains, there aren't any heroines, and and even the victims are comic. And I think it's this which people in America find rather hard to take, because it conflicts with their basic feelings, that sort of mixture of utopianism on one hand and puritanism on the other, which is only another kind of utopianism. Which has given us the kind of messy discourse that we have today.
Can we read that?
Carter was a non-musician musician.
I think in the long run.
Whoever would have thought that your films would be used in a therapeutic, rehabilitative context?
Well, in a...
God bless America. God bless America.
This black wall again, to see and touch your name, William R. Stocks. And as I do, I wonder if anyone ever stops to realize that next to your name on this black wall, your mother's heart, a heart broken 15 years ago today, when you lost your life in Vietnam.
Every week, Tyler gave the rules that he and I decided.
Gentlemen, welcome to Fight Club. Good morning!
Morning!
Good morning!
Now I feel like I'm in hell, yeah.
Sickness under the surface.
I don't think it'd change crap picture, except they were more diaphanous, like you could sort of almost see through them. And on occasions I've seen one, on occasions I've seen several.
And on occasions, I felt them in the room, but I couldn't actually see them.
Furman and Van Atter, twins of deception.
Wage, Chris, is federal minimum wage is $2.15 less in real purchasing power than it was in 1968.
You know, Steve.
And here, by the way, you hear them singing their Marshallese version of You Are My Sunshine.
At the voice of the control strip, marking the seconds remaining, the final switches have been thrown. No one can stop it. The atomic bomb is about to explode.
Firing time.
How it will sound?
20 seconds.
We do not know how it's going to sound, but 42,000 men here are watching. All of the observerships.
10 seconds.
All of the observerships are in position in the open sea. We're about 10 miles away.
I can see the target. 4, 3, 2.
One night I finished a recording session, because I make records as well, and actually it was in Bath, England, where your last guest, Jane, has a house, right?
Yeah, oh yes.
And I was in the hotel, this beautiful hotel, and it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and this thing came through the door, and the whole room went milky, but not like you could see it milky, it just felt very thick. And outside the hotel were these cobbled stones that have been there since like the 16, 1700s. And when a car goes over the cobbled stones, you can really hear it. And the whole place went really, really silent.
So naturally, Crumb, like all great satirists, is something of an outsider in his own country.
Just want my riches, big
instead of Danny. The Danny tried to break into the pack instead of coming back so that he could dish that ball off. He was in a prone position, had the handle, but couldn't find anybody to deal it off to. So he had to bring the ball back in, and now instead of getting that ball on the break, he's got to jump with Elijah on.
Well, he's saying something to Jake, because I don't think the officials could see it, but Lawrence Lloyd had him by the middle of the arm, not on the wrist, not on the hand, but right on the forearm, which popped on the elbow, and he was holding on that arm. Now Bird gets the tip, and it goes quickly over to McHale. McHale, now to DJ, 25 seconds left. He walks it up, 17 on the shot clock, 21, 2 overall. All right, DJ goes to the right. And working the clock down, gets it into Bird. Bird spins away from McRae, lays it up, it's no good, but it's dropped in by Wolf. Bird was blasted off the court by Olajuwon.
If the Nuremberg laws were applied, then every post-war American president would have been hanged.
And as I look at your name, I think of how many, many times I used to wonder how scared and homesick you must have been in that strange country called Vietnam. And if and how it might have changed you, for you were the most happy-go-lucky kid in the world. Hardly ever sad or unhappy. And until the day I die, I will see you as you laughed at me, even when I was very mad at you. And the next thing I knew, we were laughing together.
Science at this time.
It is indeed, and this is where I feel like I have taken a position distinct from that, in that I believe I understand the science and technology clearly enough and well enough to project into the distance some way. And what I see, as I said, is this major bifurcation of our possible futures.
Adam Newton. Can't shake it. New metaphysics. We have mechanics on board. Self-maintenance. Which means American style. We can go forever.
Flynn was a little more militant on the Irish questions than Reynolds was.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's fortunate. He doesn't see the complexities of anything. Are you going to come back and visit us again?
You bet I am.
Yeah, you come back, because you're going to carry Massachusetts big in 1996. You'll be assured of that.
Thank you.
I have to say, watching the show, one of the things that I find really refreshing about it, and I'm talking about your show, Sports Night, is that there seems to me to be a very minimal laugh track.
Yeah.
And yet there are critics who have referred to the laugh track as intrusive. Was there a big fight with ABC over this?
Yeah, the laugh track's been a bit of an issue since the moment we were born, and perhaps a bit too much of an issue. It was written about a lot. I and the other people who do the show felt that the laugh track was just wrong for the show. The style of writing is a little bit different than it is on other half hours. We don't necessarily lead to an obvious punch. A lot of it is more enjoyable than it is laugh out loud funny. So the march time rhythm of a laugh track was actually getting in our way, on top of which we all thought it was a little bit silly and maybe time not to do that anymore.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
It could only fire straight forward. So as you see here, it was dismounted for firing.
At me, even when I was very mad at you. And the next thing I knew, we were laughing together. But on this past New Year's Day, I talked by phone to a friend of yours from Michigan who spent your last Christmas and the last 4 months of your life with you. Jim told me how you died, for he was there and saw the helicopter crash.
First rule of Fight Club is... Welcome to Fight Club.
The Bible is probably the most genocidal book in our total canon.
Education is a system of imposed ignorance.
There's no more morality in world affairs fundamentally than there was in the time of Genghis Khan.
History, eliminate obligations, covenants, contracts. Eliminate history, and my time is not spoken for. I can have pure power in a vacuum.
Violent. And his character was standing between the bed and the door. And I said to the character, something rude, you know, which I can't repeat on the radio right now.
It's all right.
But it ends with off, anyway.
Yeah, I'm
really tired, you know?
Yes.
And, like, it withdrew, and the whole energy of the room changed. But in the morning when I woke up, which is about 5-6 hours later, I had these two snake bites on my arm.
Snake bites?
Yeah, they're like two pinpricks.
Fist balled at her sides and her cut muscles clenching. A tear rolled down her cheek.
That old hit song on page 19, Oh Susanna, starting on 4 Blow.
Maybe he didn't play anything, but he could hear everything.
It
but he and I decided.
Gentlemen, welcome to Fight Club. The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Trains always come to a stop because two trains cannot run on the same tracks. They have to switch. They may be coming at the same time in certain areas, certain place where they might pull off and wait maybe 45 minutes or half an hour, come to a complete stop. And when it comes to a stop, well, you just get off there. You might have to walk maybe a mile or half a mile or hitchhike, you know, to the nearest town or wherever, city, wherever you're going to.
Smoking crack and, you know, then when everybody drinking wine, everybody, and then by midnight's when everybody comes to a head, and then, you know, everybody's either drunk or blown out of their minds, and then about midnight's when everybody's money is gone and everybody's completely to the hill, to the peak, and then there's nothing to do but to run a fire, smoke cigarettes and whatever, and then you know, it usually starts like one argument. Somebody gets in an argument, you know, and then from there, it's like, you know, everybody starts, you know, it's just like every, there's over there, there's a little crowd, they're arguing. Over here, they're bitching about a dollar that some guy owes. I mean, the dude owes. And, somebody puts too much wood on the fire, and the flames are blazing all up through the flue there. And, it's just to be frank, it's just tension. And you know, and the reason why, and you know, everybody out here is good people, but you know, the from what I see, the anxiety, you know, the being homeless, you know, and you know, having to not worry, but trying to figure out how you're gonna eat the next meal, because you know, if you're getting hungry. Well, just like my dad used to tell me, there's three things, there's the three most dangerous things in the world, he said, is a jealous husband, a hungry man, especially, or, let's see, what was the other one? A jealous husband, a hungry man, and something else, I don't remember exactly what the other one was, but a hungry man, a jealous husband. It's two of the most dangerous things in the world. You know, if you're hungry, you'd do anything to get something to eat.
Choice. Well, right, but I mean, yeah, well, I did it in San Bernardino County, which has a open air venue kind of thing, which means you can just do it openly out in the middle of nowhere. That's what we did. Is we went out. I went to a guy business. I said, "Do you guys have any property you guys want to rent?" And he goes, "Well, what do you want to do?" I said, "Oh, I want to have a birthday party out there, and I just need about 20 acres." And the guy rented me 20 acres of land. We went out there and we threw a big old concert. Now, for a lot of these kids, you know, it's when you put white only concert, a lot of kids will show up that are white just to go see what it's about. Some kids just, they don't even know what it is. And then they get out there and, you know, they don't see the guys in the Klan hoods. They don't see the sheets. They see some, you know, people yelling white power and stuff. But for a white kid, that's not going to bother him. I mean, what's he got to worry about? Just, you know. So it's a way of getting a lot of young potential recruit kids. Usually after an Aryan Fest or a racist rock and roll concert, you will see in the surrounding communities, hate crimes usually jump.
I think the boy Wonder here will be back too, because there's no one running against him. He's got somebody from Cambridge running, but Cambridge, you know. Have you ever been to Cambridge, Mr. President?
I passed through there once.
Yeah. I like foreign travel myself, but I've never gone there. But I'm going to let the... I don't know whether I should allow him.
Oh, do it.
No, do you think I should?
Absolutely.
Okay, and I'll take this phone back from him in 1 minute. Because I enjoy talking to you. Whereas Flamingo Legs here... Oh, and does he love that squash stuff? I mean, it's a real class thing. I never played squash in my life. No one ever around here played squash. I thought just Protestants played squash.
What? And equalize the track to get the same sound?
Equalize boom a little bit.
Yeah.
Add a little bit of room reverb to the lav to give it some distance.
If I've used that word correctly or pronounced it correctly.
Lessons learned. You won't show the fence and the DOT that truckers all know what's right. It's too much to lose. It's time to choose to just sit it out our fight.
For a brand new oil supplement from the folks at Howe's Lubricator to eliminate dry starts, increase fuel economy, prevent blow-by and smoking, and extend engine life. In the long run, Roustabout will cost you less.
Roustabout is what the Howe's people say. You use this super product in a whole different way.
Howe's Lubricator, you hear?
Good morning!
Every day is a gamble. I figure if I wake up in the morning, I'm a winner.
This just in, news so hot and exciting, we can't wait one more minute to share it with the entire professional driving community. Martin Transportation has just announced a revolutionary new compensation package. For company drivers with 1 year plus experience, a new rate of 33 cents a mile, health, dental, and life insurance the day you start, a $200 quarterly safety bonus, plus a half cent per mile increase every 6 months. If you're an independent contractor, Martin has a new deal for you too. Earn 93 cents per mile with your refrigerated trailer or 83 cents a mile on dry runs, loaded or unloaded. Martin even pays.
If you want to deregulate others. Is let's have a competitive business. Not only didn't fight, didn't object to, actually probably encouraged.
A big a penis. And you need to be just this huge vagina.
Would constantly read out paragraphs from it, and I think would have been very happy to.
I work so hard, and the little I get paid, I give to you and a few other people.
My point is,
I don't want to talk after the tape ends. You know?
Spent my life largely where the figures and events of history stir the dullest scene. As in Washington, which, if it has little history behind, is at least engaged in the daily manufacture of more.
...5:41, 5:42, and an hour and a half afterwards.
Big Brother did. He remade history every day to suit the expediency of the political moment.
...behind it and still engaging and making more each day.
It was your book.
What's your ideal?
My ideal fuck?
Yeah. Could we use another name, please?
What other name? Is there another name?
Seriously. Do you mind if I record this?
March time rhythm of a laugh track.
She felt the man go rigid behind her, and then his orgasm started.
Work. But that was just one of the occasions when, like, they just appeared in my room.
TRL. Hi, Carson. You look at him on the Kids' Choice Awards. This is ours. Thanks.
You cannot do a medical diagnosis. Do you follow me? And then I got round one corner, and there was this silver 30-foot classic-looking disc shape just right over the house, just hovering like a leaf.
Oh, my.
I will call the choreographer.
A series called The Art of Meditation, which won Product of the Year a couple of years ago. And then I also have a Delta metronome, which is running like even slower.
You are familiar with the work of Mr. Monroe, the late
yes,
Robert.
Yes, I knew Monroe. Robert, and I hung out with him a little bit before he died, and that's what he uses. And
precisely.
Then he has this hemi-sync thing where
yes.
he balances both sides of the brain and so on.
Yes.
But by listening to a metronome, you can get your brain speed down very, very low. And I learned that. I did an out-of-body thing with Robert Monroe maybe 20 years ago, maybe, and went on from that. And once you can do it, what happens is eventually you will see the near-death tube without being in trauma surgery. Because you will simulate death, but you're not actually dead. You're just lying in an emotionless state. You follow?
Second rule of Fight Club is You do not talk about Fight Club.
On like motherfucking cocksucker son of a bitch. A lot of aggression, a lot of anger, a lot of rage. Everybody walks around where they're walking advertisements. They've got advertisements on their clothes, you know. They're walking around with Adidas written across their chest, or you know, 49ers on their hat. Jesus, it's pathetic. It's pitiful. The whole culture is one unified field of bought, sold, market researched everything. You know, it used to be that people fermented their own culture. You know, it took hundreds of years and it evolved over time. And, you know, that's gone in America. People now don't even have any concept that there ever was a culture outside of this thing that's created to make money. Whatever's the biggest, latest thing, they're into it, you know. So you just get disgusted after a while with humanity for not having more kind of like, you know, intellectual curiosity about, you know, what's behind all this jive bullshit.
So then why then is this big liar in the crime scene with access to the glove and the hat? Why is he down there pointing at this glove?
Yeah, I don't want to talk after the tape ends. It's going to be over. Another minute? It looks like about a minute. It's hard to tell on a cassette.
All right, so let me say for 1 minute that my having a few drinks is not an attempt to become detached. What I'm saying is that the ability to become detached is a gift that he happens to possess.
That we think he possesses. We don't know that he really possesses.
I grant him, even though I haven't met him, or as the Indians would say, I haven't slept in his underwear. No, they don't say that. Walked in his moccasins, not slept in his underwear. I haven't slept in his moccasins, but... But why say to your poor neighbor, who doesn't have that knack or that gift, that you should have it? It makes him feel even worse.
Looking up from the blonde oak table in the library, the Butler Library at Columbia University, looking down at the text upon which I had lain my cheek, not realizing that the dampness of my open mouth had caused the text to be transferred to the area between my eye and my jaw. And for the next 4 to 5 hours, having an ethnographic exposition, a paragraph only, backwards, transferred to my cheek like some sort of strange academic cockamamie. Part of the loss of my innocence that has continued to this very day.
A vote among you to see who wishes to remain within me and who chooses to separate into an individual entity.
It's an odd corner of the experience we find ourselves in. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. 70% transparency. Two layers over. But what, Kenneth, is the direction? I implore you, please.
$200 safety bonus. Team drivers earn 36 cents per mile with a half cent increase every 6 months. Don't delay. Call today, 800-395-3331. Martin Transportation, setting a new standard for America's professional drivers. 800-395-3331. Martin Transportation.
We're proud to be part of Truckin' Life on the Dave Nemo Radio Network.
It was discovered then that we lock into that area in the reticular level of brain function called the locus coeruleus. And that's the area in the brain that has to do with survival and fight or flight, and also has to do with all the negative no's and don'ts and can'ts that children got before they were five. We hear the average child hears no, don't, and can't 25 times more often than they hear yes to and wonderful. And so the problem is, the recent studies show that the average person's thinking a negative thought every 3 minutes. That's over 300 negative thoughts a day. The problem with that is, if you think bad thoughts about somebody else, it doesn't help. It doesn't hurt them. But it's like shooting at them with a gun, except you shoot through your head first. You miss them, and every cell in your body hears it. So, a wonderful researcher, Candace Pert, has proven that there's consciousness in every cell.
I'd like to tie up some ends here right now that are flopping around the breeze.
Third rule of Fight Club. Someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out. The fight is over.
Twitching and pumping inside her. She thought he'd bite a hole in her shoulder. Then her own orgasm hit, and she tensed against it, her head twitching from side to side. The commuter next to her shifted position, and she let her body go limp.
That the Pink Flamingos, that can freak out society's outlaws, where that humor was more dangerous to them than the hideous things they did with guns and everything, that they could freak out people that did that maybe isn't bad. Because they realized that you could use something like that to be antisocial, but it's not going to hurt anybody.
Thank you.
Yes.
municipal business, and the sewer line stopped up one day. We had three women working there, so we had to get that thing cleared up. And anyway, my snake wouldn't work, reach far enough, so I called the town to come over. And they came over with electronic rigs and couldn't find a line outside. And they had the sewer plans, the engineering plans, and we dug a hole there, and it wasn't there.
They couldn't find a line from the building to the main sewer?
No.
Olajuwon is finding out he doesn't have command of the court. He can't do everything he feels like doing.
And anyway, it wasn't where the engineering plan said it was, and it wasn't, they brought this electric thing over, it wasn't, and then they went back and they got their dowsing rods. And sure enough, with the dowsing rods, we were able to find it. And the exciting thing was I was able to use the dowsing rods and find it too.
What were the dowsing rods?
Just L rods?
Just like old coat hangers?
Mm-hmm. Just wire. Just bent like an L.
So you, and everyone's seen it, you just make your hands into kind of a fist with a little bit of looseness in the middle, tuck that short end of the L in there, hold those wires straight out, and start walking.
That's right.
Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas.
About finding that loving, embracing, living, breathing relationship with the real God, Goddess, all that is.
That's a relief. Almost got lost in the details there. You bow down to the shrine of the computer today, man. You got to follow one step, two step, three step. Return to two, go to three and a half. Don't worry about A and B, but D, Z connection can burn you. Insert ellipse. Continue. Bow down to the computer. Your due digital penance before you can go out and play. So watch that little moat and drawbridge before the big toy, my friends. Watch out for the trees. Jump straight into the forest. And by all means, connect the dots and fact, step right over those dots and non-dots as though they weren't even there. Sometimes you get lost in those, man. Out of Newton, the big new metaphysics, the big tent of sounds rattling the cage of the big electronic dildo vibrating in the cavity of a big blow-up doll. But we'll get there. We'll cross that big vaginal Red Sea. Getting on to the promised land. Act as if already. Will ya? Well, thank you, Gary, for those words of wisdom for us today. Make my day a little brighter. So bright, in fact, that I can make tomorrow before breakfast. 90.3, skipping along the white man cage. Hope the monkey in the cage next to me gets to go today, so I can dream about making tomorrow before it's my turn. And the message is good. Make no mistake about it. GaryG4@Mac.com. If you want to tip the old hat and say, "Hello, partner. What's up?" Live global broadcast. Live streaming semen covering the planet. At least theoretically. .org 617-552-4686. Not a Fibonacci sequence, unfortunately. We want your call to remain on land. Gotta be practical. Make a living, sacrifice, not get everything you want. Let's pray for rain, for Christ's sakes. And the salve is sweet. Therefore,
so that we might be able to live to the future. Well, that surely must be it. That surely must be the completion of that spiritual journey. For could there indeed be more? And the answer, of course, is yes.
Much more, friends. Pretty soon, everybody will be driving big rigs, whether you got anything back there or not. Gotta blow out the carbon at high speed.
The answer is always yes. Out of that death and your willingness to die to the past, empowerment is the next step. To be empowered is different than having power, although it's very closely related. Having power is an ability to act. Empowerment is a knowingness. It is a state of grace, of knowing my ability to act, and therefore demonstrating or not demonstrating as I prefer.
Ask your angels, tell your angels what you're looking for, though.
In this case, we're looking for a sewer line.
Right, and you're looking for... This was real tricky that day, because in that lot had been an old schoolhouse, and there were a lot of septic tank lines, drain lines running through
abandoned
there.
Abandoned fields and lines, sure.
Yeah, and they were finding those. So I learned, and we dug a few holes that weren't the right ones. But after I went to dowsing school, I learned that you have to ask for what it is you're looking for.
If you don't ask, you don't get help.
No, you have to be very... The question has to be very precise as to what you're looking for.
Good morning.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Good morning!
Hi. Konnichiwa. You take Japanese.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Lauren, right? It's on there.
Lauren, right.
I'm Truman Burbank.
Yeah. I know. You know, Truman, I'm not allowed to talk to you.
Really? Yeah. Well, I can understand it. I'm a pretty dangerous character. Girls have got
to
be careful. You have a boyfriend, right?
No,
it's of course.
Not that.
Is it? Was it Meryl, the girl that was with me? But we're not. We don't. We're not. We're friends.
It's nothing like that.
It's how I look. Not your type.
No.
I like your pen. I was wondering that myself. Would you want to maybe possibly sometime go out for some pizza or something, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? We have finals tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. If we don't go now, it won't happen. Do you understand?
Musician. And he didn't play anything, but he could hear everything.
Yeah.
day. I don't think that acting and being alive are the same thing. I think that's because then you're getting dangerously close to the kind of people I meet who say, oh yeah, I do a lot of acting in my business. I'm a salesman. I got to act. And I usually grab them and throw them against the building, you know, and say, no, you're wrong. You're wrong. What you do is you lie, cajole, distort, and manipulate. That's not what an actor does. An actor announces to the people watching him, this is not real what you're about to see. But what you do is lying. And acting and lying are absolutely 180 degrees apart. I hope you can see that, Joe.
Well, insofar as an actor...
Don't be droll now. Don't be droll just for the purpose of being combative. It's too sacred to me. I want you to not be droll, you know, not to play devil's advocate, unless you really believe that people act in real life and that people act when they're lying. The drinking's actually getting a little more good because I discovered I bought a bottle of Dewar's up in Toronto, a little bottle, and I think Dewar's is a little sharp for my tastes. And the next day I bought a small bottle of Chivas, Chivas Regal, and I think I'm going to move up to Chivas.
That's a very expensive.
It's expensive, that's true, but I don't drink so much of it. How much could it be?
I don't know.
But my drinking is okay, I guess. I'm not drinking now.
Now, how long ago was that that you went?
Really good people. I have one student then on the South Island in New Zealand that I think is better than I am.
Uh-huh.
He's just really good. And I have a lot of students that do things other than communicate with animals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have also done a lot of work with a pendulum. Now,
yes.
I've held a pendulum in my hand, and I've done the test. I've held it as stable as I could, and I've, you know, you try to get it to hang straight, and you tell it to start spinning clockwise or counterclockwise, and it'll slowly start moving that way. And then once it gets going, you can say, now, go the other direction. And you've done this, I'm sure, 1,000 times, and it'll slow down and start going the other direction. Now, people and skeptics would say, well, you're doing it yourself. You're physiologically making that happen by slight movements of your hand that you may not even be aware of. What is all that about, Bill? And many people can do this.
Oh, yeah. We think
you're going so fast. There's still a lot about the Iran-Nicaragua operation. I just don't understand.
And you don't need to understand. I'm the president. Only I need to understand. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
All right. Carlucci, you're new. Here's how we do things. The red countries are the countries we sell arms to. The green countries are the countries where we wash our money. The blue countries are the...
Excuse me, Mr. President, sir?
Yes.
It's your 11:30 photo opportunity, the little girl who sold the most Girl Scout cookies.
Damn. Okay, let's get it over with. Everybody out. Come on, move. This is the part of the job I hate.
Well, hello, little girl. What's your name?
Lisa Meyer.
Well, Lisa, if you're that good a sales lady, maybe I could use you up on Capitol Hill. Well, it was nice meeting you.
Come on, Lisa. Come on.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Back to work!
Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to.
To be empowered is that next step. The first step of the third tier of our spiritual journey. And as we are empowered, loving ourselves so that we might love others, loving ourselves so that we might love others more.
An attempt by the cathedral to hold on to everyone to keep them from leaving the planet as Miss Rice had ordered. However, the note had the authentic ring of Glimmung's style. If the notes were forgeries, they were good ones. Taking the last sheet of paper, Joe wrote an answer on the back of it in block letters. If you are in good health, why are you staying down below? Signed, worried employee. He stuffed the note in one of the bottles, put in a weight from his belt, screwed tight the lid, and dropped the bottle over the side of the boat. It sank immediately, and almost immediately came bobbing back up. He fished it in and opened it. I am currently dispatching the Black Cathedral. We'll return to the dry land when that has been done. Signed, Confident Employer. P.S. Get the others. They will be needed. G.
New Metaphysics, says the man with the microphone. Sitting in the exalted position on the media throne.
But he's a 15-year veteran. How could this guy not have known about the problems he would face switching the windows?
And the quantum physicists may disagree slightly, but we think that you are slightly doing this, but you're not aware of it. It's the way your angels or spirit guides, what have you, communicate with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you program your pendulum so that each movement means something. And then your angels will move the pendulum in order to communicate with you and give you answers.
Got it. So clockwise could be yes, counterclockwise could be no, whatever.
That's correct.
But yeah. You got to make it real clear what you're doing.
That's correct. If you don't, mm-hmm. it's all lost.
Obediently, but without conviction, Joe putt-putted back to the lit-up staging area. He located a vidphone, there were several, and when connected, asked the autonomic phone system to connect him with the tower at the planet's Sol spaceport.
If we don't go now, it won't happen. Do you understand?
Thank you.
they? The question that needs to be posed in the context of Yugoslavia today, in the context of Nigeria, and in the context certainly and undoubtedly without question about Iraq. And this question should be posed to President Clinton, to Secretary of War William Cohen, because it's not a Department of Defense, it's a Department of War. To General Hugh Shelton, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and to all of the others who support American foreign policy, does it get easier after the first time to kill all these people around the world? That is the central question.
When we need you, $1.05 from the left. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, no, 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 yes, 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 yes. You see, you always have to say yes to get a job. Never have a personality, a light, a life, an opinion, and smile when you say yes. Oh, no, yes isn't good enough. I don't just have to say yes to some fool in a cheap suit, engorged with the majestic power to hire and fire at a steakhouse on 2nd Avenue. I have to smile at the turd, and if I don't, it means that I have a bad attitude.
Fascinating. Now, you started working with horses with, I guess, a pendulum in the beginning, correct?
Yes, and still do.
It's tough to walk over them with those dowsing rods, I guess.
Yeah, it takes longer.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You can do it, but it takes longer.
What would you do? You'd go up to the horse, and usually a horse who was ailing, having trouble, and you'd take out your little handheld pendulum, and would you just move it down the horse's back? Would you work its legs? How would you work?
Okay, well, I first did it that way, just moving it over the horse,
mm-hmm.
and then I learned that it's just easier to ask the horse, and you just ask them if they're having problems with their teeth. Do you have any problems with this leg? Do you have any problems with your heart? Do you have any problems with your lungs?
Now that's not.
We had. About a week before, spent all day with a particular horse called Freeholder on a hot July day.
I will always remember the name Freeholder.
Yeah.
I've got it.
Okay, and we were filming a special feature for the public television.
Mm-hmm.
And about a week later, I have apple trees in my orchard, and I took always took apples to the barn for the horses.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular day when I walked in, I heard Freeholder, or thought I heard Freeholder say, "I didn't get my apple today." And it really stopped me. And I thought somebody was playing a joke on me, having me on. So I crept over and looked in the stall, but it wasn't anybody there but him.
Now, yeah. You heard this in your head?
I heard it.
Loud and
clear.
And just, wow.
Just like I hear you.
Did the voice have a personality? Did it?
Yes, yes.
Again. Hey, wait a minute. Who are you?
I'm her father.
What?
I've never even
come on,
seen
sweetie.
You before doing it.
Please, honey.
He's like.
Honey, please.
Truman, please.
No,
don't listen
no.
to him. Everything I've told you is the truth.
Please.
This is what, this.
It's fake. It's all for you.
I don't understand.
And the sky and the sea, everything. It's a set.
I don't
it's a show. Everybody's
You'll be all right.
You. Please don't
please,
listen to him.
Come on.
He's going to lie to you. Watch
what's going
right
on?
Now.
I really would like to know what's going on.
His episodes.
Please.
What?
Oh, no.
We tried everything. Hypnotism, everything.
No, don't listen
Shock
to
therapy.
Him,
don't worry. Don't
Truman.
Worry. You're not the first. You're not the first.
Truman.
She brings all her boyfriends down here.
What's he saying? Truman, he's lying.
Get out of here. Come on,
don't worry. We're going
I'll
to Fiji.
I'll see you in school.
Fiji. We're moving to
there
Fiji.
There is no school.
Fiji.
Oh, sorry about that, Mr. President.
Hey, at least I went to a... Wait a minute.
Sometimes you get to think the whole world...
Let me say one thing in my defense now. I may not be a triple eagle like you, but at least I went to a Jesuit school. I mean, give me credit for doing something
right. Don't try to... around here, sometimes we think the whole world is an extension of ourselves. But that's good. I know you went to Georgetown.
In fact, every cell has an awareness enough to be a cell. So there's literally brain function in every part of the body.
When did the last major ship take off? He asked the tower. Yesterday. Then you have an intersystem ship on your pad right now? Yes, we do. Good news, and yet, in a sense, ominous news, too. Joe said, Glimmung wants it halted and the passengers dispersed so that they can come here. You have authority to speak for Mr. Glimmung? Yes, Joe said. Prove it. He told me orally. Prove it. If you let the ship go, Joe said, then Held Scala will never be raised, and Glimmung will destroy you. Let's see you verify that. Let me talk to Miss Rice, Joe said. Who is Miss Rice? Aboard the ship, Glimmung's private secretary. I can't take orders from her either. I'm autonomic.
Oh, they did it.
Yes. It wasn't... at that particular time, it was like a child saying, I didn't get my candy.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of the way it sounded.
How funny.
And I went back, and he said it again.
And you're looking right in his face, and he
you're
said it
You're looking right at him. And then I called down to the other end of the barn where Bernice was, and I said, Freeholder didn't get his apple today. And she said, oh, he did too. And then he said, no, I didn't.
And it's another beautiful day in paradise, folks. But don't forget to buckle up out there in Radioland. Remember, good driver. Good. And a safe driver. Here's a good driver. Good driver. Good.
Wait for the cue, back down. Wait for the cue. Stand by one. Countdown to action. Stand by. One. He's heading west on Stewart. Stand by all extras. Gloria, he'll be on you in about 90 seconds. Pops, make sure the coffee's hot. Okay, he's making his turn onto Lancaster Square. Oh, my God. You knew it would know it. Something's wrong. Change frequencies.
Ouch. Sorry about that, folks. I guess we picked up a police frequency. It sometimes happens, and it can drive you crazy. Okay, it's classical Clive back in here, and we've still got some great music up ahead. But hey, don't forget to buckle up. Remember safety. Good driver's a safe driver. Safe driver is what? Yes.
orders from her either. I'm autonomic. Did a huge flapping thing completely black come your way? No. Well, Joe said it's heading there. It should show up any time. Everyone on board the ship will die because you won't tell them to disperse. Neurotic panic alarms cannot dissuade me, the tower said. But it sounded uneasy now. There was a pause. Joe sensed it straining to see and hear at the farthest reach of its sensory apparatus. The tower said haltingly. I think I see it. Disperse the ship's passengers, Joe said, before it's too late. But they'll be sitting hens, the tower said. Ducks, Joe corrected. My point is clear, though the metaphor be wrong, the tower said. But now it sounded uncertain of itself.
And then he said, no, I didn't. And I told her, and she said, well, he's fibbing to you because he did get it. And when I went down to the other
end of the phone... Did she believe you heard anything?
Well,
or was she just kind of playing along with you?
At the time, she was playing along.
All right.
And when I went down and started talking to her about something, races or something, all of a sudden she said, you know, he didn't get his apple this morning. How did you know that? And that's when I said, he told me so.
And then she turned and ran, right?
Yeah, she went up and gave him an apple right away.
Well, I'm going to run away from you like Bill's flip.
And the eighth and final rule. If this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Have known about the problems he would face switching the windows. This guy was in a clear and obvious conflict of interest, and not only didn't admit it, but continued to report and comment on the situation. That's simply dishonest and bad journalism, in my opinion. The Mac Journal says he couldn't make his Macintosh work, he can't make Windows work. Maybe being a technology pundit is just the wrong business for Stuart Alsop. Please join me, not in welcoming Alsop back to the Macintosh platform, but in encouraging him to tough it out with Windows. The last thing Apple or the Macintosh community needs is a national technology pundit who A, can't make computers work, and B, doesn't understand the first thing about Apple or the Macintosh.
Al Gore is a huge Mac guy.
Very interesting. I
did
not know that.
Is a huge Mac guy.
I did not know that.
I do know that the former Vice President of the United States and the popularly elected President of the United States, if I can throw that in there very quickly, is in fact a huge Mac fan. Oh. So I've made my point.
It was drafted and adopted in Philadelphia. So it was a thought abroad among the rebellious colonists, but Jefferson did it very elegantly, but none of these Virginians thought that they were writing about black people, about women, about Indians. As a matter of fact, from looking at their lives and looking at the origins of their rebellion, is pretty clear that their aim, those words were aimed at the king and the aristocrats around him in his council. And when they said all men are created equal, they were saying We colonists are not the country bumpkins you're treating us as. We're not simply economic ciphers to be used for the great maw of the English economy. We are English gentlemen, just as you are. We are your equals. Don't treat us as inferiors. It was not their intention to drop a cloak of equality down over either their wives or of the black people they owned.
You quote one historian who said, ironically, it was slavery that made Jefferson free of his tedious, unremunerative law practice and enabled him to devote his energies to American freedom. What's your reaction to that?
Oh, I think it's absolutely true. Their lives were made possible. Their greatness was made possible by slavery. The period from 1765... the Stamp Act crisis to 1775, where the shots were fired at Lexington Concord, John Adams called the real American Revolution. And that is the time when many of the colonists changed their minds about who they were. They'd all been born as Englishmen, and they loved England, and they loved the crown. And in that 10-year period, because of the contention, because of the overbearing policies of the king and his council, because of the resistance efforts that the colonists mounted, because of the politics they did, the writing, the studying, the meeting, the organizing, the developing of institutions, and finally the development of a Continental Congress and a Continental Army, all of this took time to read, to study, to discuss. None of this would have been possible for them but for the wealth and the leisure that their slaves provided for them.
Just for fun, and you were able to sit near, you live in Virginia.
Yes.
And you've got some land, and you go out and you sit there and you listen. And you hear things. What are ants like? What kind of energy and attitude and what are they all about?
Okay, I have very limited experience with ants, and the experience with ants basically has been limited to asking them to please go somewhere else.
Sometimes that's something we can all relate to. That please get out of the kitchen. Please
yes.
Leave the trash alone. Please
yes.
Go outside.
Yep. We have to. What we do is we go to the diva. That's the head of the ants, and we explain to them that they're irritating us, and we're not comfortable having them in this particular place. And we'll take whatever food that it is they're after. They're usually after something that we've left around. And then we take that outside and we explain to them that they'll be much more comfortable here, and so will we. Now, if we're doing it from a distance, we do it the same way, but we have to direct them to a source of food.
Ah, okay.
They have to eat.
Yeah.
Just like we do.
That's their number one goal.
That's right. So what we'll do, if you call me as an example,
mm-hmm.
and say, Bill, we have ants in the house, terrible,
mm-hmm.
then what we do is communicate with the ants, and we'll also ask you to find a place that's suitable for ants and put something out there that's good for ants to eat. Maybe some ice cream or something, maybe a piece of pie.
Okay.
And we'll ask the ants to please move to that area of the lawn, of your property.
Hmm.
We do that with rabbits in people's gardens.
Hmm.
We do that with groundhogs. And surprisingly, most of the time it works.
In metaphysics, Gary Geiserman presiding, or is it the reverse? Adam Newton, which is the reverse? American landmass, northeast sector, and this is the year of that sector. A good year to die. Die, be reborn. Die, be born. Die again. Be reborn again. Step out of the set. Look back. Get back in. And look back. Begin. And again begin. I think I've covered it all. Now you can't say you haven't been told. Next week, there's going to be a Thursday. I'll see you there. GaryG4@Mac.com. If you want to communicate or avoid failure thereof. WZBC.
First night at Fight Club, you have to fight.